Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Pop Culture Stars. The date is 8/25/21. As I reach in my fridge and grab another beverage, because the first beverage didn't stand a chance, I hope everybody's doing well. I am your backup host at Extra Large, Dave Atwell, coming to you from Jacksonville, where the men are men and the sheep are nervous. Hope everybody is doing well this evening. I am going to pass it around. As we go outside with the crickets and let them start giving the background noise for tonight's show so I can light up my delicious cigar and Godfather Cigars in Jacksonville. I'm going to pass it around to our esteemed, and that's with two E's, not an E-A, esteemed panel. And I'm going to start in an unusual order this evening. I'm going to start with my usual anchor man and brother-in-arms, Todd. How are you doing tonight?
Diamond Dave, I am doing outstanding to supernatural, and I'm ecstatic to be here. I'm digging it. It's hump day. Got through three days this week, and it only felt like it was 7 days so far. Bye. Just saying.
Yeah, you're on day three, and it only feels like day seven, so things are going good, right?
Yep.
But it's damn good to have you aboard this evening, and I'm sure you understand why we're going backwards in order this evening, but nevertheless, for the listeners,
that is so. The
mystery to be solved here momentarily.
Well, that is just for those that don't realize, Dave recently found out he was dyslexic.
Nice.
And the weenie jokes are running wild. Outstanding. Got plenty of them. My mom wouldn't be proud, but I don't think she's listening. It'll be all right. So moving on, we're going to stay in the Indianapolis area, and we're going to talk to our good brother, Tim. What is going on tonight, brother?
Not a whole lot. I don't have any good wiener jokes, but that's okay. I played hooky today,
midget
so
porn,
it's kind of like some
porn.
All right.
I beat you to the punch, Tim.
Yeah, I know. But, I didn't.
That didn't
it's
take
not been
long.
7 days. It's not been 7 days yet for me. I played hooky today from work, but I had to clean the house today. Anyway, I'm looking forward to an awesome show. Who's next?
Outstanding. You know, sometimes you're better off going to work than what you are staying home. I don't know how many times I've taken a day off and I'm like walking around somewhere going, Christ, man, I wish I was at work. Yeah, sometimes it isn't. It just ain't worth it, you know. But nevertheless, it's outstanding to have you aboard this evening, my brother. And speaking of brothers, we are going to head south to the Charleston, South Carolina area because I can never remember the name of the actual place he lives.
Ravenel.
And when they say Ravenel, I go, I don't live in Ravenel. I'm not a raven.
There's got to be some type of word association thing that I could work on that'll remind me of Ravenel.
Ravenel, it's hard. I'm
I
in
don't
the
see it happen,
baby. Yeah.
At my advanced age, I don't see anything getting picked up at this point. So, anyhow, the amazing Velvet, how are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing good, you know, just chilling. Everybody's going to bed, which is good for me. I can sit anywhere I want to now. I have the
helm.
Helps. I have the calm. If the ship goes down, I'm going to blame it on somebody else anyway.
Doing the Borat when he gets in the hotel room and he sits in the chair and he goes, I've got the chair. I am the king. I am the man. You go do this. You go do that. I've got the chair.
Yep.
Outstanding. Great to have you aboard this evening.
Yep.
And last but certainly not least, out there in Arkansas, we have got Granny Hulkster. How are you doing this evening, dear?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm sure for the listening public, you're all wondering why I saved Granny Hulkster for last. Because normally she leads off. That's it. And Todd is the anchor. But the reason why
she's turning heel.
No, I'm not turning heel, Velvet. Get away from that. I'm not turning heel.
We went from head to heel. We started head to heel.
Yep.
To get on there and hit the AO. Should be hitting the wolf pack. So the reason why tonight's show
I don't
is
think so.
Is because it is Granny Hulkster's birthday Sunday. So tonight will be the Granny Hulkster birthday roast. So my question to all you listeners out there is, did you come here for the Granny Hulkster or did you come here for the NWO? Chalk another one up for the bad guys.
Life.
So, happy birthday, Granny Hulkster.
Thank you.
Happy birthday indeed.
And you are about to get a birthday roasting. So,
I better buckle up my seatbelt for this ride because I have a feeling this is going to get a little crazy.
Put on your big girl panties.
You may want to add an extra layer of poly grip tonight. Granny, could we talk into having any of your family members call in?
Well, I could probably conference my son in. I think my husband's watching AEW right now as we speak.
Oh, we don't want to interrupt that.
So,
I mean, if you
want me to get my son on, I'm sure he would enjoy this one for sure. So.
I know we want some up close and personal.
Hold
stories.
On, I will be right back.
All right. All righty
then.
Outstanding. That is how the roast began, right there. It started with a heel turn, and now it's bringing the family in. It won't be long.
You like that?
I have my child on here. Well, I say my child, my 34-year-old child on here. Anthony, you were requested to be a part of this show tonight, my friend.
Anthony, hey, good to have you aboard, buddy. So I'm going to ask you like I asked the listeners. Did you come here for the Granny Hulkster, or did you come here for the NWO?
I came here for the NWO. Told your mama turning heel.
I am not turning heel.
You just did.
I was going to retire all of her Granny Hulkster shirts that she has and get her NWO Hollywood Hogan shirt and NWO Buffalo
shirt and
NWO Wolfpack shirt.
No.
You see how she's getting angry? That's heel turn right there.
I am not angry, Velvet. I am not angry. I'm just saying no, okay? However, guys, I got to tell you something.
Look at that. She's confusing us with her husband.
No.
I know.
I got to tell you something, guys.
See? No.
I got to tell you something, guys. Saturday when I was in Little Rock for my Moose convention, I went to a wrestling show Saturday night for Chaotic Kingdom Wrestling. And, of course, I didn't have my granny shirt with me because I didn't know if I was going to get to go to the show or not. But they had this one wrestler from Texas.
One moment, Granny. One moment. Check the queue, please.
Ah, gotcha. Carry on.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, there was this guy by the name of Prince Adam. And he was a very short little guy. And I proceeded to start calling him Princess Adam. And he informed me, he says, hey, this is 2021. I could be a princess if I want to be. And everybody just died laughing. So we go on, and we're going back and forth, and he's talking smack to me, and I'm talking to him. And he said something to me, and he goes, your mama. And I said, I ain't your mama. And he says, you're going to be. But needless to say, they sang happy birthday to me at the show, and then we went to this nice little Mexican restaurant after the show, and they all sang happy birthday to me there at the restaurant. So, you know.
And then she stiffed them on the bill, like, you know, and end up.
No, hey, you know what, Velvet? I didn't even eat. I didn't even eat at the restaurant. I just went over there for a little bit after the show because I had to get back to the hotel because I had to get up early Sunday morning for some other things to finish up my moose convention. So I didn't even eat at the restaurant.
That's
so
right,
they
moose
just...
and squirrel.
Oh, man, come on, Granny. You know these little things.
See, that's a straight heel move. That was a straight heel move right there.
I didn't even eat at the Mexican restaurant, okay?
I didn't go to eat at the Mexican restaurant because I was too busy.
I just wanted to go over and talk to some of the wrestlers that I didn't get to talk to after the show was over Saturday night.
Yeah,
you know, okay?
I bet they were all at the Mexican restaurant.
They were after the show.
It was a heels only at the restaurant.
It wasn't heels only. There were some good guys there. It wasn't all heels at the wrestling show. There were some good guys there, so, you know.
Were they the good guys serving the heels?
You guys are a mess. It's a good thing I call you my friends, okay? You know, you're lucky I even called in tonight for this show.
Oh, now we're lucky.
Yeah,
wow.
You're lucky.
You're lucky I even called in. Heel.
Yeah, we love you, Granny.
I love you all, too. That's why I called in, because I knew you all wanted to have a lot of fun with this tonight.
Yes, we are.
We're feeling the love. The love, baby. Feeling the love.
Oh, man.
I tell you what Granny Hulkster did. Granny Hulkster pulled a Rick. You remember when Rick was, they made him fight. I think it was he had to fight Arn and Tully, and he had to get a tag partner, and he was begging Sting, Sting, you got to be my partner, man. You got to help me here.
Come on, Anderson, Flying Brian.
Was that who it was?
Come on, Sting.
When he tagged them in, and the first thing he did was got in there and turned around and punched him right in the face, and they all three jumped on him.
Y'all are mistaken the whole thing. Arn Anderson was tagging with a young Dustin Rhodes and turned on Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, really?
Go look it up, baby, because I'll tell you what it was.
Dudley's playing, baby.
But also there was when Flair was needing Sting to team with them against Arn. It was Arn and Flying Brian against Sting and Ric Flair at Halloween Havoc 1996. Woo!
Yeah, but that wasn't the first time he turned on somebody.
Yeah,
it was
Rick
in the 80s. It was in the 80s. Yeah.
That Ric Flair, baby. That Ric Flair. Make it a grand, baby.
Rick tagged in and took like two steps into the ring and just whipped right around and punched him right in the face. I was like, this is classic.
Plus, he was
Rick
taking that big old injury on his forehead.
Yep. Oh, man.
He was following the script.
Just so you know, they had to drag my son into this conversation tonight with us.
He was following that script, baby. That Four Horsemen script, if you will. He's on that whole Four Horsemen script, baby.
Whether you like it or you don't like it, the Horsemen are the best thing going today. Woo!
That's right, baby.
Hey, he's feeling it tonight. Feel it. Feel it.
Oh no, they got JD Drake looking like the big boss man tonight. Oh Lord.
He looks like Minnie Bubba.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Minnie Bubba.
Where's Granny? Granny should be next to Pretty Peter Avalon.
Oh yeah, Pretty Peter, baby. He Pretty.
He Pretty, baby.
Oh my God.
Hey, you give brother
Lord.
A hat, he look just like Big Bubba.
Yeah, he would.
Holy
crap.
Cornette is going to flip on this. You what?
Of course
oh,
he is.
God.
You know, it'd be funny if we get Cornette on the show and roast Granny. That would have been awesome.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh,
no.
God.
Do not.
Who the hell
is
First thing that's going to come out of his mouth, who the hell is this Granny Hulkster?
Yeah, you're probably right, Velvet.
I love you, Jim Cornette. I'm a huge fan. I love you, Midnight Express.
I don't care for Jim Cornette. I never have. I never have cared for Jim Cornette.
No, y'all gonna act
a
like
beautiful,
y'all love
beautiful
friends.
Bobby. Beautiful Bobby Eaton was one of my very good friends when TCW was running, but I was never a Jim Cornette fan.
God rest Bobby's soul yesterday.
Home.
It's very nice.
Cute
Granny with love, Jimmy.
No. Hey, guys. No, all serious. No, yesterday was Bobby Eaton's memorial service that they did, celebration of life service that they did. And from what the pictures I saw and from what his sister posted, it was a beautiful service. So God rest you, Bobby Eaton.
Right.
Yeah, man.
How can you
it's
be a fan of Bobby Eaton
and
not Jim Cornette, though? Come on.
Exactly.
I never did like Jim Cornette. And I only really got to know Bobby Eaton after we started going to traditional championship wrestling. I never had met Bobby before then. So, and by that time, Bobby wasn't even wrestling anymore, really. He was just, you know, making appearances and helping with TCW.
Well, that's not true. We did meet him before that.
Well, yeah, but we didn't really. Well, okay, at a mid-south show, but we didn't get to talk to Bobby Anthony. We didn't get to talk to Bobby that night, or even Greg, or even Brian Thompson. God forbid that night. That was a mid-south
healing
show.
Up, baby, yelling at everybody, healing up, getting mad, saying no.
Hey, you know, it's bad enough I got to put up with my son picking on me. If you had my husband on here, too, besides my son, I wouldn't even stand a chance. I am, like, I would be totally outnumbered.
Oh,
I'm outnumbered as it is right now, guys. I'm outnumbered
well, you're not
as it is right now.
You're not outnumbered.
Yes,
Tim's on
oh,
your
yes,
side.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.
Tim's got your back.
Yeah, hey, I was
well,
actually
know about that.
A bit of a, in a different direction. I was going to ask Granny a question in honor of her birthday show here, you know, and try to maybe be the one that doesn't so much roast you. But my question to Granny is, when did you actually know in your heart that you were a heel?
I'm not a heel,
yeah.
Tim. I never have been, and I never will be. Never.
It's the day you went out to her car, and she popped the trunk and pulled two tennis rackets out there that said J. Cornette on the handle.
Never.
Oh, my God. This is funny.
Yeah, I met the grand Kevin Sullivan, and he says, I love that Granny.
Gosh, I never liked Kevin Sullivan either. I was never a Kevin Sullivan fan ever either.
I love that Granny.
I'm not Kevin Sullivan.
I'm not a heel.
How are you not a heel if
Granny,
you're such a hater?
Same difference. He's an NWO baby for life.
Yeah, that's a birthday cake. Granny's birthday cake has got like a chocolate. It's all black, dark chocolate with NWO
no,
white.
No. It's not. I'm not even having, guys, I'm not even having a birthday cake, okay? It's no birthday cake, and especially one like that.
Wow.
See, I remember Granny from a long time ago before she became Granny Hulkster. She was a heel. She was standing next to Gary Hart, and they were bringing out the great kaboom.
Yeah, that was her, wasn't it? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't, Velvet. You lie, Velvet. You are lying. For the eyes
that
of
was
a liar,
in,
Velvet.
No,
you are lying.
That was in, because you had left Arkansas and came to Kansas City, Missouri to watch the match, and they pulled you out of the audience and said, stand right here next to Gary Hart while we introduce
no,
the great
No, they didn't.
Kabuki.
No, they didn't. I never met Gary Hart. I never met Gary Hart. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I can
Velvet.
Imagine.
What have you been drinking and what have you been smoking? Because that ain't true at all. That ain't true at all, guys.
How
he's lying.
How could you your reputation? The,
he's lying.
The, oh, I love it, Kyle. Now, did you have a cane back then, too, or not?
Ooh,
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, listen, ooh. I only started using my cane for walking purposes in 2013 before I had my first knee replacement surgery, okay?
Walking purposes. Yeah. Walking
well, let me
purposes.
Tell you something, you pistol neck geek.
Ben Blassie, yeah. Right on, man. Coast to the coast, baby.
Gotta love some Freddie Blassie now.
Mm-hmm.
Classy Freddie Blassie.
He told Eric Bischoff one time on Raw, one of his last appearances, Eric Bischoff told Fred Blassie, he said, hey, I gotta go back in the arena and get ratings. And he hear Fred Blassie says, why don't you go hang yourself? They'll get ratings. And then you get Jim Ross and Fred Waller just bust up and laughing. Ah!
I do remember that. That was funny.
And one of my favorites was when Classy Freddie Blassie said, Devon, get the table!
Hey, Granny, do you like Freddie Blassie?
Not really.
Right back to being a hater.
Hey, guys,
wow.
Look what we got over here. Looks like we got a Granny hater.
Okay, guys. Moving along. Okay, moving along.
Speaking of moving along,
okay,
this segment has been brought to you by organic prune juice for Granny.
Like I said, guys, it's a good thing.
And,
I love you all like I do. And it's a good thing. Y'all have a good sense of humor about all
listen,
this, and it's a good thing
listen.
Y'all are having a fun time with this.
And fix the dent and janitor and the drum.
she usually follows the prune juice with the geritol chaser.
I don't even drink prune juice, guys.
Dude,
let alone geritol.
Talk about
I don't
now.
Do geritol and I don't drink
hogs.
Prune juice. I hate prune juice. I don't like it at all. Don't drink it. I don't do geritol either.
That's a colonoscopy clean out and a half, bro.
Oh, Mark.
Benny, if you want me to stop roasting you, it's fine. I can stop roasting. Instead, I'll pick on the Kansas City Chiefs. If it make you feel better, I'll make you
feel
okay, yeah, whatever, Tim. I mean, you know,
whatever.
What's up, got photographs of her?
Here's a road, Jim.
Like in
here's
a
road
other
with meat and
tables
and carrots, baby.
I know, right?
Hey, guys, you've got photographic proof that you like the team other than the Kansas City Chiefs.
You forced me to do that, Anthony. Don't you
no,
lie. Yes,
no,
you did.
Yes, you did. Your own free will. She
I've got a photo of her wearing a replica championship ring of the New York Yankees, which I absolutely despise.
Yankees.
Which I despise.
That's straight heel. That's straight heel right there. The Yankees are
No, it's not. Because I don't even like the Yankees. I don't like the Yankees
either. But you wore the ring.
I like the Yankees.
But it doesn't matter. You wore the ring to the most hated team in the world.
Oh, I forgot. I'm a heel.
He forced me to do that. And
so
the expression on my face, I am not smiling in that picture either. That's blackmail.
Nope.
Blackmail.
I did not blackmail her into doing that. She did it on her own.
Mm.
No,
Yankees
I did
fan.
Not.
Awesome.
I love the Yankees.
No, I'm not a Yankees fan. Trust me,
this
guys.
Awesome.
I'm not a Yankees fan.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm glad you
Minnesota.
All are having fun with this. Hey, I'm glad you all are having fun with this tonight, boys.
Granny.
Right. Whose New York Yankees ring was it?
It was Anthony's.
A-Rod. It was A-Rod's.
But it was Anthony's ring. He had bought that ring at a flea market. It was his ring, not mine.
That's fine. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I was in Minnesota, I saw a guy at the Twins game that had a shirt on that said, Yankees suck in all languages. Just saying.
Oh, man.
But, you know.
So what y'all
SummerSlam
this past Saturday?
SummerSlam.
It was missing your mom.
Ah.
Great healing. Great healing. We needed some Granny Hulkster out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what did you think of the return of not only Becky Lynch, but Brock Lesnar?
I think your mom can manage him.
I thought I saw Granny Hulkster out in the crowd with a Roman Reigns shirt on.
Oh.
Tribal chief.
Actually, you know, I think I saw her coming out with Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what I said.
Oh, my.
She's gonna
I don't like
Selena
Brock Lesnar either, and I was not at SummerSlam. Thank you very much. I didn't even watch SummerSlam.
She was the one with the shirt that heal and repeat on it. Yeah,
No. I wasn't even at SummerSlam, okay? So.
Sure you weren't. You know that little.
No, I wasn't.
Flying,
I wasn't. I didn't even watch
dealing,
SummerSlam.
Kid stealing.
No.
Wheeling
Granny Hulkster.
I wasn't at SummerSlam, and I didn't watch SummerSlam.
Granny's like a good pair of boots. She's not just healed, but re-healed over the years.
Oh. Damn it. Oh, that was good. That was good. That was good. I'll give you that one.
Okay, I got a question. Whose birthday is next so we can roast the next person on their birthday? Whose birthday is coming up after
mine? You're right, Greg. We may have a bit of a tradition.
I don't think it's Goldberg. I don't think he's next. He already had his chance.
Yeah,
I was
over too, so you had your
chance. I
had
no birthday.
Whoever's birthday is next, we get to roast them on their birthday, whoever's next.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's Tim.
Just saying.
Let's put it up
to
you.
Should we just
roast Granny Hulkster for her birthday and no one else, or should we roast everybody for their birthday?
Everybody.
I think we should do everybody.
You're next. Yeah.
No, so what we can do, truth be told, was just have a granny roast on everybody's birthday.
No, we're not going to do a granny roast on everybody's birthday. We're going to roast whoever's birthday it is. That's who's going to get
she's
roasted,
mad now.
Not
see that?
Me.
You see, hold up. You see that? She went heel again. Oh, we have to roast everybody else on their birthday, not just granny.
Not just
heel,
me.
You're
I mean,
heel again. Heel again.
No, I'm not turning heel.
Can you imagine Granny with the Goldberg entrance with the sparklers and the pyro?
No, Gilbert. Gilbert.
Yeah. Granny Bird.
Gilbert.
Granny Bird.
Granny Bird, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Oh, God. Oh, no. The sight of Granny doing a spear would be epic on somebody doing this golden spear.
Hey, Granny. So, Granny, you've been around the you've been around the wrestling business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Were you good friends with Rufus R. Freight Train Jones?
Oh, yeah, I know Rufus Jones.
See?
I used to watch him wrestle all
right
the time. I used to watch him. I watched him wrestle when I lived in Kansas.
Wait, swing.
Rufus R. Jones, yeah. Bulldog Bob Brown, Harley Race.
Yeah.
I used to watch them wrestle when I lived in Kansas.
That's a chill.
Because I went to a wrestling show one time at Abel's Field where I lived at in Kansas, and they brought Bulldog Bob Brown out. They pushed him out in a wheelchair to the, you know, and then he walked to the ring, you know. But this was way before Granny Hulkster was ever thought of, because I watched this match shortly after I graduated from high school, and he was sitting there telling me, sit down and shut up and eat my hot dog.
Okay, so you were what? You were Granny Four Horsemen then?
No.
Yeah, right?
I wasn't. No. I was not even. I didn't get the name. Guys, I didn't get the name Granny Hulkster. I got the name Granny Hulkster after I moved to Arkansas from a former coworker of mine. That's where the name Granny Hulkster came into play. I've been a wrestling fan for a long time, but I've only had the Granny name probably.
She's right, y'all, because you know what her name
close
was before
to,
that?
Close to 20 years.
She would get up and tell the fans, I am the real Lori Burke. Don't mess with me.
Granny. Granny, how many times have you listened to A Real American? The Hulk Hogan theme song.
Oh, you guys are something else. You guys are funny tonight. You know, you guys are real funny tonight. So
there we are. She comes out to Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child all the time.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. Velvet did this before the show started, but he started playing that Granny Hulkster Voodoo Child music.
No, I didn't.
Hollywood Hulkster. Well, the one that you always play, you know.
Was Granny playing the air guitar like Hulk Hogan did the NWO?
No.
With the Voodoo Child Mistress?
No.
We're working on it.
That'd be tremendous.
I'm working on it.
Voodoo Child, yeah.
Lord, I'm going to give y'all a quick little wrestling thing that happened here at the house last week.
Now wait a minute. Just remember what kind of show this is.
Not that kind of wrestling. That's later on.
When we get behind closed doors.
Here comes Granny.
Well, you know, man, it's just too damn sweet, brother. So I can tell her in my
dreams. I thought you were having fun with this tonight. I really am. I needed a good laugh tonight after the kind of week I've been through. I needed a good laugh tonight, so thank you for making me laugh tonight, guys.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, guys, here's a good backstory for my mom. When she was in college, she looked like one of my aunts who had passed away a while back. And back then, this was before Greg Valentine became known as the Hammer, one of my aunts was dating him. And she got bumped into him at a show.
And
that's, Anthony, that was before I was even in college. That was like when I was in high school.
And
wow.
That was Greg the Hammer Valentine was Greg the Crescent Ranch Valentine.
Was one of my aunts.
No, Anthony, let me tell you how the story went. I did bump into Greg Valentine at a wrestling show, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry." He says, "Have we met?" And I said, "No, but you know somebody that I know very well." And I told him who it was, and he says, "Oh, yeah, how's she doing?" I said, "Oh, she's doing really well." And he said, "Well, how do you know Lois?" And I said, "Because she's my aunt." And he says, "Well, no wonder you look so familiar," because he thought he had met, he thought I was somebody that he had, that he knew, and he had never met me until that night before. So.
Oh.
But I mean, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
See, there you were hanging out with heels back in the day.
No, I wasn't hanging out with him. I was at a wrestling show. I don't
Morocco.
Hang out with the heels, okay? I do not
Bobby
hang out with the heels.
Yes, he is. Yes, he does.
I don't hang out with the heels, okay?
I like country music. I love country girls. I like country girls.
What is
it? What's that?
Just Red Dead.
One thing that I hate,
it's a bunch of crap. I hate Browns.
I love this song.
Yeah, Wyndham.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
West Texas Rednecks, baby. That's Granny's favorite band back in the day.
Bobby
Duncan, I hate rap.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. That's awesome.
That's funny. Sorry, that was funny. How to do it.
I'm
sorry. Can't forget about old Flat Nuts himself, Jeff Jarrett. Oh, yeah.
I don't like him either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know, you keep the more you deny, the more we understand what goes on with you.
I bet you Glenn was saying, J-A-R-R-E-T-T.
No.
Funnier.
No.
Okay.
G-R-A-N-N-Y-H-U. However the hell you still hold that. Jeff Jarrett was a third of a wrestler, but damn if he couldn't put on a show in the ring. He used to crack me up you know, he'd have somebody tangled up in the ropes and the ref would start counting, and he'd turn around and look at him and go, 3, 4, 5. That and whenever
I think I saw
Drake
at K-Side one time in a Slap Nut shirt.
Oh, my God. Freaking great.
And of course, you can't forget about the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh,
well,
there's a grand favorite right there. The Honky Tonk Man.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think at one time she drove that pink Cadillac for the tag team of Rhythm and Blues.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Anthony, you lie. You lie.
And that's
where
she
went to have
her Valentine again. Yes.
Right?
You lie, you lie, you lie. I've never driven a pink Cadillac for anybody.
Yeah, Greg.
I've never driven a pink Cadillac for anyone.
You weren't in the video for pink Cadillac?
She was wearing sequined Japan at the time.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah, Granny was Peggy Sue in the car with Honky Tonk Man. And
no,
Greg
I
Valentine.
Wasn't Peggy Sue either.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah, baby.
I wasn't Peggy Sue. Nope. I never met the Honky Tonk Man in person either, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watching my TV, but that's about the extent of the Honky Tonk Man. I didn't care much for him either.
Hey, when she dances like the Honky Tonk Man, when she watches matches, do a little shake, rattle, and roll thing like he used to do.
No, 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 I didn't.
Oh, I forgot. I know who she liked back in the day. She liked the One Man Gang.
Yes, a team.
Oh, God.
A team. The African Dream.
No.
What it was, I know who it was she liked.
Uh-oh.
Weezer.
No, I didn't like
Bobby either. Yeah,
absolutely despise that man.
Shut up, you humanoid.
I didn't like Bobby Heenan.
Heenan was great.
Did Bobby Heenan manage you at one time, Granny?
No.
Obviously.
No. I have never been a wrestler, okay?
I have never been a wrestler.
I've only been a fan of the sport. I've never actually wrestled in a ring.
Bobby Heenan will manage anybody, a fan, a chair, a moose at a lodge.
So I'm going to throw another name out there. I'm going to tell you what happened Wednesday night. And as y'all know, we didn't do the show Wednesday night because real world situations came up. And we took a little preemptive episode last week. Well, I came home. I was totally beat from work. The heat and everything else had gotten to me. Well, I had me a little knot in my back. And how I'd always know, whenever you get like a Charlie horse in your back, it's always in that spot you can't reach. So I asked my dear betrothed of 26 years, I said, hey, when I get out of the shower, can you put some of that J.R. Watkins on my back? And she said, yeah, no problem. So get in the shower. I come out, and I've got this Superman robe that I've had for years. Great robe. It's just warm as hell. I come out of the shower, and she's sitting there on the bed, doing stuff on her phone, right? So she says, you ready for me to put that stuff on your back? And I just stood up, and I says, I want all you Hershey-fed heifers out there to sit down, get your old ladies close to the screen so they can see what a real man looks like. I started doing the Rick Rude, rule removal thing. Well, I get done with the whole thing, and I look up, and she's just looking at me. And it dawned on me that she was... She just started watching.
She had no clue what you were talking about.
Yeah, she had no idea who the hell Rick Rude was. I was like, well, this just didn't work out.
I thought she was on the floor laughing.
Can you imagine using old wrestlers' catchphrases for pickup lines? Oh my God!
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that should be a show by itself, dude. That should be a show by itself right there. What are you talking about? That's awesome. You just came up with a new premise for a show, dude. Oh, and by the way, that was a great story.
Hey, baby, I'm the excellence of execution.
Todd, going with what you said with Dave there, you said, are you going to use that? She's like, do you need me to put lotion on that and make it bigger?
My life story.
Oh, boy.
Luckily enough, it was going on my lap.
Tim, that old boy.
I'm not a great kid.
I love Tim. Tim, you got to speak up, bro.
It's not me. It's my phone, I think, man. I got a phone that says you guys can't hear me that well, and plus there's a delay. So you always hear what I say like about 30 seconds later.
I know, right?
Hey, Velvet, I sent Tim a picture of your ice cream.
Oh, okay. I had that yesterday, sir.
So
thank you.
Diane.
Hey, guys, Speaking of wrestling lines, I actually used the wrestling line one time when I was in high school.
Okay.
One of my friends in my art class my senior year was the captain of my high school women's basketball team, and her mom were having to move, and her teammates had promised her that they were going to help them move, and they flaked on them.
Mm.
And she was literally sitting outside of the school in tears that day. I came up and asked her what was going on, and she told me. So I volunteered to help her and her mom move their stuff to their new place. And when I did that, I got to go with them to every one of their games and sit on the bench.
Nice.
And
very good.
They were
cool.
And her teammates were wondering what was going on. And I said, look, you need to know your role and shut your mouth, because you all promised to help your captain move her stuff, and you all flaked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, Bobby.
I like it.
That's it. Damn right.
So I laid down the law to him and gave it to him via the bottom line.
That's right.
Bottom line, baby.
You know, when Stone Cold comes here, you better have some Steve Weisers around.
Some people had too many Steve Weisers, baby. They get all loopy,
yeah,
if you will. Go crazy.
Yeah, Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one. Granny, tell me about your time dating Dick Murdoch back in the day when you were a youngster.
Yeah, how was
that?
That
is just cold-hearted there, Velvet. That never even happened. God, what is that?
I mean, the redneck Dick Murdoch.
You guys are,
come on,
delusional.
You guys are delusional.
I never dated Dick Murdoch, okay? Never dated Dick Murdoch.
He's a Texarkana guy.
Sometimes I wonder, with the way she acts sometimes, I wonder if she got that middle-aging crazy attitude from Terry Funk from the Double Cross Ranch.
Wow.
Yep. See,
Uncle Terry,
now you're going
you
back
Granny?
To her.
Wow.
That was all Granny's pre-Centrum Silver days.
You know, Granny Holster, I love you.
Oh, Lord. But see, Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch is a Texarkana guy, man. Come on, he's on the border. It was right there. All you had to do is walk across.
Well, Velvet, you got to remember, I've only been in Arkansas since 1988, okay? I've lived
mm-hmm.
in Kansas most of my
That's
life,
you,
you know, the majority of my life. I never met Dick Murdoch.
So since you were in Kansas, then I guess you were hanging out with Harley Race then.
I watched Harley Race wrestle several times
did
back
say
in the
that.
Day.
She watched him all right. I got it.
I never hung out with him.
I bet she was. You were mad.
But my family and I, my husband and my son and I, are good friends with his son. And Leland's wife, Stacey O'Brien, we're very good friends with both of them.
And
God rest her soul.
And don't forget about his daughter.
Now, on a variation of a comment that was brought up earlier, I'll just let you all know that last weekend I had a woman say that I was quite the looker. Actually, she said voyeur, but that's a whole different story.
Touche, baby, touche.
That's funny.
Oh, back
yeah,
to Granny.
Sometimes I wonder if he's been traveling down that bad street, USA.
That's right.
Yeah.
That Michael
Piazza.
The Piazza.
Oh, Granny was a Freebird fan. Yeah.
Yes, she was.
I wasn't a Freebird fan.
You know what, though, Stroke? She wasn't
oh,
a Freebird fan.
Oh, please. If,
she, right?
Go ahead.
She also had an international flair, too, because she liked gentleman Chris Adams as well.
Oh, ooh. God. No, I don't. No. No.
Please,
no, 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 no.
I bet
no.
she loved that super kick. I mean, she loved that super kick.
This
was
the beginning of the movie Highlander. When they were showing that wrestling match there, I know Granny was in that crowd shot when they were showing the Freebirds.
Yes.
No, I wasn't. No,
Free
I wasn't.
Freebird. She knows all the words to Bad Street USA. She knows all the words.
No, I don't know all the words to that song.
I
let
you Granny say something that old territory saying. I've been high up on Freebird Mountain.
Plus, if I'm not mistaken,
that
I think
unreal.
I've seen a few NWO Japan T-shirts in her closet because she represents
oh.
the NWO Japan brand.
See?
That
was oh,
good.
Yeah, that was all about
Freebird. Oh,
hey. Was that your special,
number
was
one,
that your special
for,
closet?
Hey, guys, he's lying
and,
because
Chris
I do not own an
see.
NWO shirt. No, not at all. I do not own any NWO shirts. No.
Too sweet.
You're lying, Anthony. You are stretching that truth there, buddy.
Hey, this is part of your birthday roast.
Yeah, I know. This is part of my birthday roast, and I'm glad you
hey,
guys
Granny.
Are having a really good time with all of this.
We are. Granny,
yes,
I have another question.
Yes,
and this
Velvet.
Birthday roast has been brought to you by Metamucil.
Somebody's trying to get regular on this panel. Anyway.
or irregular.
Granny. Oh, yeah, that too. Granny, have you ever been to Stone Mountain, Georgia?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
No, I haven't.
Come
no, I
on.
Have not. I have not.
You know you like,
going.
You know you like Sweet Hansen and Rip Hawk. Don't lie to me. Sweet Hansen was from
I have
Stone
never
Mountain,
been
Georgia.
To Stone. I've never even been to Georgia. That is, Georgia is
well,
one state I have never
been
to.
But he's
been
to Missouri. But he's been to Missouri and Arkansas.
Missouri.
Well,
I just. Well, Granny, just for the record, it might have been Pebble Hill when you were there, not Stone Mountain.
Well, I've never been. Oh, you guys are just so full of it tonight. Oh, my goodness. I hope y'all are really having a fun time with this. I think you are. I think you guys are having a really a real blast with all of this tonight.
And we got 38 more minutes of it.
I like how that took a moment for everybody to digest. Pebble Hill,
I love
what
Tim.
Oh, I get it.
I love some Tim. Tim gets cracked. You know, you got 38 more minutes, though. Sorry. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
You
want to
see? Do you,
everybody
do you want the
big $10 million man?
Hey, Granny, do you want the
yes.
big bus or curtain number three?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me think about that for a minute. One could be a zoink. No, they're all zoinks.
Yeah.
Sorry. And not
yeah,
zoinks.
They're all zoinks. With you guys, they're all going to be zoinks, okay? So, you know, just throw
oh,
that
just,
out there.
Just, you know, I should say that, but I keep waiting for her to call us Doink the Clown.
Well,
hey,
hey
Randy,
we
actually. Really,
go ahead.
We
were you
actually
ever a Lord
Alfred
Hayes fan?
No.
She is.
No.
She came up with the PS.
No.
She gave him the Purely Factory after you left
no.
the hotel.
We actually knew. We actually knew Doink the Clown, Matt Bourne from TCW.
Oh, Doink. Doink. I wrestled Dink.
God rest his soul. We knew Matt Bourne from TCW when he wrestled as Doink.
Damn, midget bit me on my ass.
Yeah, Greg Valentine. He told me one time, his Doink is really Dink. I'm like, how was that, Greg? He said, because at night, Doink pulls Dink out of his ass.
God.
I gotta mute myself. I gotta laugh.
Hey, just for the record, gang, give everybody a heads up for next week's program. Next week's program, we are going to have one of Dr. John's Bigfoot experts coming on. The topic is going to be Granny Roast.
All right.
And how big is Bigfoot's heel?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man, you guys
like
are full of it tonight. Oh, man, I tell you, what am I going to do with you guys?
Sometimes, guys, I wonder if she was ever chosen to be one of the women that rip off the Diamond Studs outfits. Good God!
Oh!
Was
that?
Wow.
Now, that was a Bigfoot.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Oh, hell.
You guys all remember that gimmick.
I have a question for Granny as well. Again, Granny, don't tell us how old you are. I want to guess in wrestler age. Are you Bobo Brazil the old?
Damn.
Granny.
I'm listening.
I think you need her keel over.
I asked you if you were
no.
Bobo Brazil. You know who Bobo Brazil is?
I know. I know the name. Yeah, I knew who Bobo Brazil was. I mean, I know the name.
So you know so you're Bobo Brazil old. Okay, so we have to go deeper.
That's what she said.
Oh. That's what she said to James. When he took off the Superman robe and goes, that ain't Superman. That's not Superman.
No, would you? No, seriously, guys.
Make a wish. Rub it real hard with that genie lamp. Make a wish.
Would
now.
You? Seriously, guys. Would you like to know how old I'm going to be on Sunday?
Sure, why not?
You're going to be 21 for the 31st
Third
time.
31st, holy crap.
Seriously. No,
wow.
I'm not one of these women that lie about her age. I'm very proud of my age that I am. I'm gonna be 59 years old on Sunday.
Outstanding.
Nice. All right.
The reason why I am proud of that age is because, you know, in my lifetime, back in 2004, about a month after I lost my daddy, I ended up in the hospital with a blood clot in my leg. And I actually had two clots there. And while I was in the hospital, one of the clots broke loose. Anthony was a junior in high school. My husband and I weren't even married yet. We'd only been dating about 8 months at the time. One of the clots broke loose and went to my lung while I was in the hospital. And the doctor came in the next morning after they'd moved me down to the heart floor and had me hooked up to all this equipment and stuff. And this nurse, she was the nurse from hell. I mean, I swear to God, she must have been the devil in disguise, because after they moved me into that other room, I never did see that woman ever again on that floor. I never saw that woman the rest of the time I was in the hospital. But the doctor told me the next day when he came in and asked me how I was feeling, I told him, I said, well, you better tell me what happened last night. My blood pressure had went up to 166 over 122. And the doctor told me that if I had not come into the emergency room that Sunday night that I did, I would have died. And so God opened my eyes, made me real, because I was the type of person that I worried about everybody else. I didn't always think of me. I didn't put me first when I needed to sometimes. I always thought about my son. I thought about my mom. I always thought about other people. And I really didn't care about me. You know, I didn't care much about me. You know, my family, my friends, I dealt with that first. And when that situation happened, when I came that close to knowing that I was going to die, that totally changed my outlook on life in a lot of different ways. And that's why I'm proud to say how old I am truly going to be on Sunday, because, you know, God gave me another chance. He wasn't ready to take me home, and he gave me another
awesome.
Chance. And I discovered what my
that
purpose
being a healed
was. My
is number one.
No, not being a heel, darling. No,
he gave
no,
you a second chance
was,
to be a heel.
My purpose in life was to help with Wrestling for a Cause, to help those sweet little kids with the wrestling shows that were fighting childhood cancer. You know, that was my – that. I mean, I started helping with Wrestling for a Cause in 2012, and that was one of my big purposes in life, was to help those precious little kids and their families. So, you know, so I'm proud to say I'm going to be 59 years old on Sunday.
And the biggest heel we know. Thank you.
Teenager.
So,
you know what? Granny can open up a store called Heel 59.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right. And she can even open her own restaurant, and title, and it can be called Heel Route 666.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
yikes.
My.
Yikes. Man, that was a little hard.
I am not
there,
the
I
devil,
like
people.
Like it. No, you don't have to be the devil. You know, you just have to be the greatest heel to ever live.
Well,
like
I'm not
said.
Going to be a
I love you, Granny. I love you, Granny House Cat.
Well, it's kind of like 1 year at the Ryder Cup show when we went to WFC. Anthony got in the ring to get his picture taken with the villains.
Of course.
And
the villains, baby.
Tim Rockwell, he's like Tim Rockwell,
the
like the promoter of WFC.
Did he hold up a family photo with you while it happened?
No. Let me finish
with
his story,
villain,
Todd. Tim gets everybody in the picture. There's Tim, there's John Cross, there's Alex Royal, villain security. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember who all was in that picture. But Tim says, okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3, Granny Villain, hashtag make it stick. And then one of the people that came to the shows with him and his kids came to the show. One of my little friends came running over, Granny, emergency, there's a reserve for Granny Villain in your chair. And
the villain, baby.
Those people had made a sign to reserve for Granny Villain. I ripped up that sign.
That's your deal.
Whip it.
No.
Right.
Ripping up a fan sign.
I ripped up the sign because I didn't like what it said. My name is Granny Hulkster, not Granny Villain.
Hey, that just proves how much of a heel she
Granny
is.
Granny Villain, baby.
Everybody
like
knows
name.
Heels always rip up fans' signs.
Exactly.
Not always. Not always.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
so that's a
not
fake
always.
Move. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying what? I just
I'm
didn't
trying
like
to
what
figure
the sign
out how
said.
Ripping up a fan sign is a face move.
Right,
well,
it's not.
I mean, I just didn't
that's
like
right.
The reason why I ripped it up was because I didn't like what it said. I didn't like being called Granny Villain, okay?
Granny
sure
Jewelry, baby.
Well, moving along, guys.
Moving on. Don't
mean
me.
We've got about, 20 more minutes of this?
Yeah, you got to hang in there. Can't tap out yet.
No, I'm not tapping out. Not with you clowns, so, you know.
Oh, now we're clowns.
Man.
Oh,
send
that's
in the clowns.
Okay.
There will be clowns.
Right? Laugh, clown, laugh.
I should have messaged one of my wrestling buddies to call into this podcast tonight to be on Granny's side.
Well, we know that one.
No, that's okay, Granny, because this segment is brought to you by Stein's Clown Makeup.
Malico, where are you? My friend Magnificent Malico, where are you? Come help me.
Man.
And the last 10 minutes were brought to you by Hover Round. The way to get around is through a Hover Round.
The Michelin Man, baby. The good little blimp.
But Goodrich doesn't have a blimp. Oh, yes.
My God.
I love it. I love the Hover Round.
Oh, man.
Out there on the side of the Green Canyon.
Heel and heart, guys, is this right here.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, guys. I've just been talking to a woman.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, there's a heel on the call?
No, there's not
Uh-oh.
A heel on the call.
Oh, no.
Hey, is Granny home?
Would you guys all like to say hello to my husband too? Since you've got my son on here, would you all like to say hello to my husband?
Hell hello. Yeah, bring him.
Yeah.
David,
hello.
Come here, please.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
well,
no,
we might as well call him T3 at this point.
Yeah, well, guys know what theme song that is, don't you? That I'm playing on my computer?
No, nah, couldn't hear it.
Come here.
Yeah, we can't. That volume ain't coming through, dude.
Everybody say hello to my husband, David.
Hello to my husband, David.
They're roasting me tonight for my birthday.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's a heel, David. Run.
I do run.
Granny Hulkster's a heel now.
Yeah,
yeah, we're NWO fan club.
NWO fan club, that's great.
We're NWO fan club.
Do you have anything you would like to add to this conversation?
NWO Hollywood. Hollywood.
Would you like to say something about me? Everybody else has all night long.
Well, you know what? Just keep up the good work, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, I love
yes.
it. That's great.
This roast has been good.
Well, you know, guys, when David and I were first got together, when we started dating, he told me one time he only agitated me because he liked me a lot. I said, baby, you must love me a lot because he agitates me all the time.
That's funny. The next two minutes were brought to you in part by Tab. And
Tab. Oh, my gosh.
And prune juice.
And Falstaff beer.
Oh,
God. Man, that's a yesteryear call.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think
you have to be retired armed forces to drink that stuff, don't you?
Oh, you better have an iron. No, you have to have an iron gut for real to drink any of that crap.
with
like old Milwaukee, like drinking like old Milwaukee and old Milwaukee's best and yuck.
That,
with
that
a special
you have to
by Pang, that breakfast drink.
Yeah. Probably one of those 1970s beer can collections.
Yeah. Ugh.
Some Granny Tang.
Who remembers Lowenbrow?
Oh,
Lowenbrow.
God,
yeah. Lowenbrow.
Lowenbrow.
Lowenbrow, yeah.
You know, years ago when I was a teenager working at the bowling alley here in Jacksonville, there was one of the alley creeps that were in there every night of the week. He says, Stroh's. He says, piss water. You want to know how I could tell you it's piss water? I was like, no, go ahead, fill me in. And he says, Stroh's spelled backwards is shorts. It comes right from your damn shorts.
Nice. Although I got to say, Stroh's had some of the best commercials ever with that dog.
They did.
Remember that dog? Alex is going to go open you a beer.
Alex
and
Stroh's.
You hear him opening and all that. You hear him pouring it. And then you hear him lapping the water. And it's like, Alex, you better be drinking your water.
Yes, sir.
That was, oh, my God. That is a great commercial.
My improv class last night said that somebody, they were talking about, you know, you can talk about anything in this particular project we're doing. You know, you can talk about, like, you're a high school teenager and you were hanging out with your friends and you were getting drunk. And then you had to go to school the next day. I said, shit, we get out the car first thing in the morning, still drinking a beer. I don't know what the hell you talking about. Hey, I've done it. 7:15. Getting out the car, where y'all been all weekend? We just got back. What do you mean got back? We drove from Charleston to Charlotte to Atlanta and back and made it back to school on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Man, if you want something for the improv class, just give them a copy of this show tonight.
No shit.
Oh, God, no. No. Absolutely not.
The moose will love it, baby. The big moose will love it.
The moose was everything. Listen, I have a recital on next Tuesday. I have my last class Monday, and then we do our improv in front of people. I will make sure to pay homage to the great Granny Hulkster on my
If you want to do it highbrow, it is no longer homage. It is homage.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't know when the hell that started, but apparently that's something new.
It changed with all the different pronouns with everything else, okay?
Yeah,
just don't pull the Michael
Scott
from the office.
Into an envelope. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't do that. Or Cuomo.
Michael Scott from the office when he does the improv class and all he does is hold people up with his guns. That's plenty of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is.
I miss that show. That show was
that's
great.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, let's get back on the granny train.
Well, you know what? We are just over 16 minutes. And that's actually not far from what it takes for us to do our normal round and stuff like that. So we have to quite the crowd to round up, but we can give one more quick round of roasts and whatever on this because we know that any incontinence undergarments are also a sponsor of this program in honor of Granny. But other than that, make it a quick round, and then we can go to our normal saying goodbye routine. And I kind of use mine with the incontinence post.
Good Lord. Oh, you make me laugh, bro. I love it. Anthony, start with you, Anthony.
All I got to say is it's been wonderful to get to have this granny roast and roast Granny Hollywood Hulkster. Because let me tell you something, brother. When you're Granny Hollywood Hoaxer, your Granny Hollywood Hoaxer for life. And that's just too sweet.
I like it.
Next.
I looked at the whole Granny Hollywood Hoaxer thing. I think Anthony's out of something there.
No, he's not. Believe me, he's not. But moving along, next.
I was out here looking at your little beady eyes, and I said to myself, Stone Cold, what you looking at? I don't know. I don't know if it's Hollywood Hulk Hogan or if it's Granny Hoaxer.
Oh, man.
Okay, next.
Oh,
but
I could have been
blind with drinking. It could have been both of them.
Hey, the dog's barking.
I hear a puppy dog.
Granny, are you getting chased again, Granny Hoaxer? Because you're a heel.
No, I'm not getting chased. My dogs are outside.
Yeah, she's healing. Her dogs are outside.
I was thinking Granny's dogs are barking, so she put her heels up.
No.
Yay.
Okay. Who's next? Stro, go for it. I mean, everybody else
on the front porch one day, and the sheriff came up to my yard, and he said, Terry Funk, you're under arrest. And I said, my God, what for? And he said, for turning heel in Kansas City, Missouri. And I said, Sheriff, I laughed and I kicked back in my chair and I said, Sheriff, that wasn't me. That was Granny Hoaxer.
Okay, Tim, you're next.
All right, let's see. There is no bigger heel than you except for Mahomes. There you go. That's it. I'm done.
Dave
Double Q bar.
Well, Granny, we certainly wish you a happy birthday, and we hope you have the best of times this weekend celebrating. And whatever you do, don't get back in the car with Greg Valentine and Anthony Q. Camilla.
Yeah, trust me, I won't. Never happened in the car with Greg Valentine. So.
Honky tonk.
Okay, guys. Like I said, all I'm gonna say about this, guys, is like I said, after the week I have had this past few days, I needed something to give me a really good laugh tonight, and you all have actually done that. So, pat yourselves on the back for what you did tonight, gentlemen.
Hey, Granny, in all seriousness, you know we love you. We want to do this.
I know you do.
And
because, you only entertain the people that you love.
I know we have a music interlude here, but I think we should go ahead and do a happy birthday song here for Grant.
So let's do the show.
Y'all with that?
I mean, the show is happy birthday.
Let Jimi Hendrix play it.
We heard.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's try and give.
No, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and say happy birthday for Granny.
Everybody,
are you
in the tune of, in the tune of G negative.
Is that a rap song?
No, I don't know. Could be. Granny came up with it.
All
right. I just listened to it. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. God damn, this is actually...
You guys are absolutely amazing. That's all I can say about you all. I mean, y'all are y'all have made this show a fun show tonight for everybody, and so.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Hendrix.
I'm going to have to dig out my old Jimi Hendrix movies.
Yeah,
that's her happy birthday song.
When Hulk Hogan took that
song. I love it.
Because I can't stand Hogan.
I got everybody's wheels turning, baby. I like it. Get the Jimi Hendrix out. Get that, what's the other guy? Stevie Ray Vaughan out. Get all of that.
Hell yeah.
Get it going.
Hell yeah.
Get it going.
His version of Little Wing is awesome.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
Little Wing is a great tune, and it only lasts like 2 minutes, man, but it's such a great tune, man.
I know, but it is.
Well, Hendrix's version is about 2 minutes, but Stevie Ray, I think Stevie Ray's is like 16 minutes.
The Rev Terry voices theme going for her.
This guy is on it.
He is, man.
He wrote
Dude,
our mom
lives.
Oh, I got one even better. WWE Hall of Famer Snoop Dogg, Sky's the Limit.
Oh, my God.
Still on the theme.
Oh, Granny, the Snoop Dogg fan. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not a Snoop Dogg fan. I'm not a Snoop Dogg fan.
She's a fan of Sasha Banks.
Have we found anybody she's not a hater on tonight?
One of Granny's favorite songs.
Great
it's a
Granny
dog world.
it's a doggy dog world, baby. Hey, did you go to Believe with Snoop Dogg? That's what I heard.
Oh.
Did I what?
Go down to Belize and have a good vacation with Snoop Dogg.
Belize, baby.
No, I didn't.
No, she was riding.
No, baby.
She was riding in one of Kid Rock's custom rides, smoking
one
of those Cuban cigars.
I don't even smoke, Anthony.
My
mom
is a smoke with Granny Rock.
She's listening to Kid Rock's American Badass.
I don't listen to Kid Rock either.
Heel smoking some ganja, healing up. Come on, man.
I do not listen to Kid Rock, and I don't smoke cigars, okay?
We don't talk about smoking those cigars, baby.
She's riding down the road on her custom-made Harley and biscuit.
Smoking that.
Granny and Sean. Granny and Sean right there, man.
I don't have a Harley Davidson, Anthony. I don't even ride a motorcycle.
She's smoking that icky.
I don't smoke.
Yeah, not anymore.
She probably sneaks out at night and goes riding on the motorcycle with the big evil, the Undertaker.
I don't even own a motorcycle, Anthony. You know that.
No, he does. He just puts you on the back.
I bet this cheating song be singing crazy. Hey, what's happening, mama?
Hey, double bubble. Oh, that's false advertisement, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry about that, man, but I couldn't get a ride.
I'm just picturing Granny and the Undertaker on a motorcycle right now. That's good stuff.
You know, little biscuit in the background, rolling.
I can just picture Granny walking real slow down the hallway in a black shirt and the black hat, and she's trying to get the kids to bed, and they won't settle down, and she hits the rest. In peace.
Hey, Granny, did you used to hang out with Paul Bearer?
No.
I was just curious. Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Granny and Paul Bearer again.
With who?
Vince Russo.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Shut your mouth.
Bro.
I hate Vince Russo.
Bro.
He's a jerk. Vince Russo's
hey,
a
bro.
Jerk.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Brother.
He's not like Little, which is bro, but he says bro too often.
Yeah, he does. He says a lot of things too often.
Yeah, the same crap over and over.
Yeah.
Get some new material and come back and hit us up.
when he comes to me, he says,
screw you, Flail.
I just lost it.
Yeah.
My sides are hurting so bad.
You're killing me. You're killing me, Small.
I don't know if y'all ever heard Cornette get on the rant about Russo, and he says, when it comes down to Vince Russo, I have only one wish. He said, I wish that I live long enough so they can roll me up to Vince Russo's grave and dump me out of that wheelchair so I could take a giant piss on his grave.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Gotta love it. That's the feeling right there.
I thought I was going to come undone because, you know, Cornette, he don't pull no punches on those podcasts.
No.
And God, I was
hell no,
he
don't.
And I'll tell you another person that don't pull no punches on his podcast. And that's Stevie Ray.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's got a good one.
Yeah, I've listened to a few of his podcasts, like on YouTube, and there was one where he was talking about one time involving John Tenta and Double A.
Wow.
And he was talking about how Double A had said something about teaming with having the Horsemen teaming with Piper against the Joe at a pay-per-view, and John Tenta was wanting to team with Piper about it and take on the NWO, and Booker T were in the locker room, and Tenta was like getting all pissed off and mad and like throwing crap all over the place, and Double A was about to walk in the dressing room and see what the heck was going on, and Booker and Stevie Ray saw him getting ready to walk in, he's like kind of shaking his hand, waving like, don't come in here.
That's funny.
That's,
you know, Harlem
funny.
Heat did have some of the best entrance music.
Oh yeah.
All entrance music, Harlem Heat had to have at least the top five. They were great.
Yeah.
That when they were walking in, and they said, we fickin' to sanctify this sucker. Now, can you dig it?
It's all like chicken wings on a neck bone.
Those guys were great. But Stevie Ray is a monster,
like,
dude.
Gary Martella.
Oh, yeah.
Manager.
Yeah, that dude is a straight beast, man. When you see him in person, he's like an eclipse.
Well,
Booker ain't small neither now. No. But standing next
to
Stevie Ray, man.
Him, but yeah, yeah.
My God. That dude just turns the lights out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's the old salty British lady.
Without that flapjack on you.
Well, we need to wrap this up because the British lady's going to cut us off.
Oh,
she's already mad because
she didn't get the roast granny. That's why.
That's it.
And to close this off, guys, all
on.
I gotta say is, Granny Hollywood Hulkster, sorry about your damn luck.
Yes. Yes.
The WWE Hall of Famer Ron Simmons on the final kickoff. Boom.
Yeah, that's right. You got to have a Daniel. Ron Simmons.
The only thing I
want to
say, I know what
her favorite catchphrase from her new favorite wrestlers, MJF, I'm better than you, and you know it.
I do not like MJF either.
But you stole his line.
Maybe we need to get Maybe we need to find a way to get one of MJF's scarves for her.
No,
oh,
I can find one of them.
No.
Don't worry about that. I got you, boss. I got you, boss.
I don't like MJF either, so.
Granny Holster, you just made the list.
Well, all jokes aside, Granny Holster, we hope that you have a wonderful birthday this weekend. All jokes.
Yes. Have a great birthday.
You've been a very good sport tonight while we've been roasting you. But, yeah, we wish you the
absolute best. We do love you, Granny. I love you all, too, and I'm glad you all had a good time roasting me tonight.
You should enjoy that for the rest of your life. Because you know
Honey,
what's going to happen
again
next year.
Believe me, I won't forget it. Something I won't forget anytime soon.
And maybe we need to get this downloaded onto a CD to have it commemorative.
Oh, it'll be online. We'll catch it.
That's it. And like I said, next week I'm bouncing around the idea of maybe having, alien sightings.
Oh, God. I'm going to go.
Aliens that came to this planet for the sole purpose of seeing Granny Hulkster wear an NWO shirt. That'll be next week's.
Nice.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Now, if you were talking about Bigfoot and aliens for real, you can get Dr. John.
You can't forget about Bigfoot.
That's right, Bigfoot.
Got to get the glow stick for Bigfoot.
Especially West Virginia. Say goodnight, Anthony. Everybody say goodnight.
This show, the last plug of the night, is brought to you by your local cobbler. We specialize in heels.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Granny's done with this.
Entering Atwell Manor.
You see how Granny said good night, everybody? Heelish? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
At least she didn't hit a Ric Flair, you shut your mouth, fat boy. I was waiting for that to come up. So.
I know, right? Shut your mouth, fat boy.
Shut your mouth, fat boy.
Good night, right, everybody.
Happy birthday, Granny. We hope you have
happy
a great weekend.
Thank you.
And we thank everybody,
Granny,
including the old salty British broad, for joining us this evening. And we hope everybody has a wonderful, safe week. Y'all be careful out there. And happy birthday, Granny, one more time.
Thank you.
And thank you again
for
joining us.
NWO for life,
happy
Granny.
Happy birthday, Granny.
Happy birthday, Granny.
Stay safe. Take care of one another.
Even
don't forget
heels.
To join the Granny Hulkster NWO fan club.
For life.
For life.
All right,
I think
Tim's
going to be the president.
Brutal.
For the treasurer, at least.